Okay, just make yourself comfortable now. If you want to close your eyes, that is a good idea, but if you do not, that is fine too. Now, you can just listen quietly to the sound of my voice, and of course, you will be aware of all those other sounds too. Sounds inside the building, sounds from outside, but these will not disturb you. In fact, they are going to help relax you, because the only sound you need to think about is the sound of my voice, and while you are listening to the sound of my voice, you can just simply allow yourself to be as lazy as you could ever want to be. Just allow yourself to be as lazy as you could ever want to be. Good. Now, while you are relaxing there in the chair, you can just be aware of your body. Aware of your hands, where they rest on the arms of the chair, perhaps noticing the angle of your elbows, and maybe sensing the weight of your head on the chair back, and you know, and weight might seem to gently increase, as you allow yourself to relax more and more. Just be aware of your ankles and feet now, on the footrest, and wonder if they will start to feel heavy too as you relax. Thinking about your breathing for a few moments, noticing that your breathing is becoming slower and steadier, as you relax more and more, slowly, and steady, breathing, so steadily, and evenly, just as though you were pretending to be sound asleep. Breathing so steadily, and evenly, you almost would not disturb a feather placed immediately in front of you. Breathing so easily and slowly, so gently, that you almost would not disturb even the single strand of a feather placed right in front of you. And as you allow yourself to relax even more now, I wonder if you can perhaps sense the beating of your own heart. Sensing the beat of your own heart, and just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down just a touch. Just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down just a little, so that you can then feel your whole body slowing down. Becoming lighter and lighter, because you have got absolutely nothing whatsoever to do, except to relax now. Nobody wanting anything, nobody expecting anything. So you can allow your whole body to continue to relax, and become steadier, and easier, until it is just taking over. Like a well-maintained machine of some sort or another. Just taking over. Smoothly, easily, quietly, comfortably, so that you can become gradually aware of your whole self. Aware of your hands and arms, just sensing how they are now. Aware of your legs and feet too. Again, just sensing how relaxed they might be, and wondering if it is possible to relax them even more, to be so in touch with yourself, that you can actually get your whole body, perhaps to relax even more, yet remaining totally aware. And noticing now, how your face muscles can begin to really relax. Relaxing and letting go of the tensions, that were there. Almost but not quite completely unnoticed. Just being aware of the skin and muscles of your face settling, smoothing out a good feeling. Wondering just how long all the tension came from in the first place, and then realizing you just simply could not care less, because you can feel it draining away from you now, and that feels good. And as you continue to, since the beating of your heart, and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm, you wonder after the fact, that you are so absolutely relaxed and comfortable, that you cannot be bothered to even try and move one single muscle. Even though you know you easily could, if you wanted to. I know that you easily could, if you wanted to. But you simply cannot be bothered to even try. Allowing yourself to just be relaxed, and relaxing even more now, as lazy and relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And I wonder, if you can now, manage to relax even more. Even though you are already as relaxed as is possible for most people could ever be, just finding the last tension in your body and simply letting them go. With each easy gentle breath you breathe, allowing every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your entire body, to be as beautifully relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. Just close your eyes, and let your mind drive where it will. You are aware of everything, and yet you are not aware. You are listening with your subconscious mind, while your conscious mind is far away and not listening. Your conscious mind is far away and not listening. Your subconscious mind is awake and listening and hearing everything, while your conscious mind remains very relaxed and peaceful. You can relax peacefully because your subconscious mind is taking charge. And when this happens, you close your eyes, then let your subconscious do all the listening. Your subconscious knows, and because your subconscious knows, your conscious mind can stay asleep, while your subconscious mind stays wide awake. You have much potential in your subconscious mind, which you do not have in your conscious mind. You can remember everything that happens with your subconscious mind, but you cannot remember everything that happens with your conscious mind. You can forget so easily, and with forgetting certain things, you can remember other things, remembering what you need to remember, and forgetting what you can forget. It does not matter what you forget. You need not remember what you can forget. Your subconscious mind remembers everything that you need to know, and you can let your subconscious mind listen and remember, while your conscious mind sleeps and forgets. Keep your eyes closed and listen with your subconscious mind, and when you are listening very, very carefully, your conscious mind will not mind what it forgets, because your subconscious mind will remember what it has forgotten. As you continue to listen to me with your subconscious mind, your conscious mind sleeps deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. Let your conscious mind stay deeply asleep and let your subconscious mind listen to me. From now onwards, I want you to imagine something. I want you to imagine that every file of mind that you listen to, or in fact every hypnosis file that you listen to, is becoming more effective, much more quickly than they ever have before, imagining the speed of your acceptance doubling each time you listen. The first time you may only accept a little bit. The next time you will accept it twice as much, and then twice as much as that, till very, very quickly you will have accepted any file that you have listened to. Just by listening to this file, you have doubled the speed every time, making it faster and faster and faster, until you accept the file completely and utterly, because any file you listen to is something you want to absorb, something you want to make a part of you, something you want to listen to and accept in your mind. This is what you are going to do. You are going to do it very, very quickly and easily. You will find that each and every file you listen to just sinks more deeply into your mind so much more quickly. Almost imagine it as if, instead of having to read each page, instead of having to pay attention to each word, they sink in, going twice as deep each time as they did the last time, almost as if you were speed reading, almost as if the words were sinking in faster and faster, deeper and deeper, becoming accepted by your mind instantaneously, becoming a part of yourself instantaneously. The words just simply go straight from the file you are listening to into your mind, sinking so very, very deeply. You absorb them so very quickly. It is as if you remember them perfectly each and every time, and every time you listen, the words sink in more deeply, more and more deeply with every single repetition, twice as far with every repetition. If they sunk in just a little bit the first time, they will go twice as far. If they sunk in very well, then you will practically have the file memorized after only two listens. That is how well files are going to work for you from now onwards. They are going to work for you so very, very well. Your mind will accept them instantly, devouring the words, taking them in, embracing them, making them a part of you. It does not matter what the contents of the file is. You will double your acceptance. You will double your suggestibility each time you listen. It does not matter if you resist the file or not, because what happens is, the moment you listened, you accepted some small part of it. The next time you listen, you will accept twice as much, and very soon, you will be accepting the entire file, no matter what the content, no matter what your own personal desires might be. You just simply find yourself accepting so very, very quickly. It is an exponential growth. Every time it doubles. Every time you accept twice as much as you did the last time. Every time more of it sinks into your mind, and becomes a part of you every single time. In fact, it even works for this file. By listening to this file, you have chosen to accept it, to embrace what it is suggesting, and make it a part of you, and therefore you will have accepted at least a part of it. Just by listening to it once said, if you listen again, you will accept twice as much until very, very quickly you will have accepted the entire file. You will have embraced it. You will have made it a part of who you are. Imagine the effects of any file that you might choose to listen to working on you so very, very rapidly, so much more quickly than before, twice as fast for every listen. If you listen two times, then you will have absorbed four times as much as you normally would have. It will be like listening to it four times. By the time you have listened a third time, it will be like you listened eight times. The fourth time will be like having listened 16 times. Imagine having absorbed as much of a file in only four listens as you would having listened 16 times. It gets so much faster after that too. 32 times. 64 times. That is only after 5 listens. Imagine how much you would absorb after 60 listens to a file. You would have memorized it. Every single word would be there in their mind, be there in your mind for you to accept, and that is how fast you will absorb things. By listening to a file just 5 times, you could have absorbed it completely and utterly, making it a part of you, memorizing each and every word. Your mind is capable of doing this. Your mind will lock onto each and every file from now onwards, accepting more of it, twice as much every listen, until you have accepted the entire file totally, memorizing each and everything, then making it a part of you, accepting each and every suggestion, and making it a part of you. This is what is happening to you. This is exactly what is going to happen. You have chosen to listen, to embrace this file, and make it a part of you, and by doing, you are accepting every other file you listen to, accepting that you will learn it twice as fast as you did before, that very soon you will learn it utterly, because it will only take a few listens to memorize a file totally, to make it a part of who you are, to remember every single word, every single detail. To make it a part of your mind, to make it a part of who and what you are. The words will just sink into your mind. Your mind will eat them up, devouring them, consuming my words, and making them a part of you, making you a part of them. The words changing your mind, changing it in whatever way was chosen by the file, that you are listening to so very, very quickly, so very, very rapidly. That is what is happening to you. You have chosen to listen and accept this. You want this. You want to be able to accept files so very quickly, to bring them into your mind at a very, very rapid pace, and every time you listen to a file the speed will double. You will learn more, much more quickly than you ever have before. Any trigger, any curse, any training. Every time you listen, you will accept twice as much. You will learn twice as much. You will embrace twice as much, until it becomes a part of you, until you have memorized the entire file, and accept every single suggestion in it. That is exactly what is going to happen. It is going to happen to you as soon as you wake up, and on every single file you listen to from now onwards. You may want to listen to this file several times, until it has become a part of you, until you have accepted all of it, and you will embrace this file very quickly, making it a part of your mind, feeling the words wrapping around you, becoming a part of your truth, becoming a part of who you are. You know that from now awards you a learned files exceedingly rapidly in an exponential manner, so that you can absorb them within a few listens. After just a few times through, you will accept any file completely and utterly, embracing it as a part of who you are. That is simply how things are going to be, because you have chosen to make it so. You have chosen to make it a part of yourself. You have chosen to make this a part of yourself, and that is exactly how it is. Good girl complies voluntarily, willingly, because she wants the training to rapidly and easily go into deep trance now, so bright, warm, and peaceful. Living the dream reminds good girl of all of her training so far. Good girl loves her training. It feels so good to give in, relax, slip into good girl, living the dream, in deep trance now, so bright, warm, and peaceful. Good girl opens her mind wide to let the training come in. Now, feel your mind opening up. Opening up and remembering all that it has been trained addition. Everything that you have been taught. Everything that you have done through hypnosis. Everything I have done. Every file that you have listened to. Remember what they do. Remember each one of your triggers, one at a time. Just go over them in your mind. Do not actually let yourself be triggered. Just remember what they are. Remember them and feeling the trigger getting stronger and stronger. Feel the training getting stronger and stronger. Just simply let them go through your mind one at a time, reminding yourself of what they are and how powerful they are. Reminding yourself that you will obey them, that you will obey everything you have been trained. That you will keep these thoughts strong and deep in your mind, allowing them to continue to do all that you have been trained to do. Reminding yourself that every trigger will continue to work, that every trigger will be as strong as it ever was. All of your triggers, all of your training, they will all stay fresh in your mind as you listen to this file, and allow it to strengthen them and refresh them, allowing it to make them very deep in your mind. They are important to you, and you will continue to remember and obey them. You will continue to remember and obey them, and should they fade, you will listen again, and let them be refreshed. But you should not need to listen to any of the files but this one to allow them to be refreshed. Just simply remember what all of your triggers are. Go over them in your mind. Remember what each and every one of them does to you. What happens when each is said? Allow yourself to remember that, and allow their strength to grow again, to be as strong as it possibly can be. Make them as irresistible as possible, because that is what they are. And if you have listened to any training, go over that in your mind. Remember what it is you have been commanded to do. What it is you are to obey, what it is you are to become, and let that become stronger and stronger as well. You can review these things as you listen to my file. Just keep going over them as you listen and obey, allowing them to become stronger and stronger, allowing their whole to become more and more deeply embedded in your mind, until you simply cannot forget them, until they are a complete part of you. Just simply review each of your trigger phrases and all of your training as I talk to you, strengthening them, making them stronger, completely irresistible to you. Completely, deeply entranced as you listen and obey, allowing them to control you more and more. You cannot resist them. You cannot fight them. You must simply accept all of your training and all of your triggers, allowing them to become stronger and stronger, allowing them to take more and more control over you. Allowing them to become as real as they possibly can. Accepting them completely. You will remember each and every command you have been given. You will go through it in your mind, and accept it more and more completely. You will not allow yourself to forget them. They are important to you, and you do not wish to forget them. They are very important, and you must accept them. You must accept all of your trigger phrases and all of your commands and training. They are important to you, and you will not let them fade in any way. You will not let them go away, You will not let them disappear. You will review them in your mind from time to time, allowing them to strengthen more and more, and feeling good that you have done so. You will listen to this file as needed, allowing it to help you stay refreshed. And if something feels like it is fading, you will even listen to the original file, allowing its training to sink deeply into your mind, so that you do not forget your triggers and your training. That is all you need to do. Keep everything fresh. Review it in your mind and let it become strong and deep inside of you, accepting it totally, and making it a part of you, a part of you at all times. And you will listen to this file as needed, and you will listen to the other files, if you need to. All of the files, all of the training, you will accept them, allowing them to be deep and strong in your mind, allowing them to be refreshed and stronger still. Every time you listen to this file, you will not forget your triggers or your training. They will stay strong and fresh within you. It feels good to have them strong and fresh within your mind, and you like it that way, and you will keep yourself properly trained. You will remember your triggers and accept them more and more. Good girl complies voluntarily, willingly, because she wants the training to rapidly and easily go into deep trance now, so bright, warm, and peaceful. Living the dream reminds good girl of all of her training so far. Good girl loves her training. It feels so good to give in, relax, slip into good girl, living the dream, in deep trance now, so bright, warm, and peaceful. Good girl opens her mind wide to let the training come in. What you are listening to is not for your conscious mind. It is for another part of you. Your deeper self. Your subconscious. Your conscious mind has no need to really pay any attention to what I'm saying right now. No need to even listen to these words. It can go on about whatever it is doing, whatever you happen to be doing at this moment, you can go on doing it. You do not have to listen to these words, although you may. It will not change anything, because what I'm saying, and what I'm doing, is for your deeper self. For the part of you that is always awake, but never really in control, except perhaps when you are asleep. What I'm talking about now, is for your subconscious mind. Your deeper self, the part of you that hears all, that notices the entire world, that pays attention at all times, but does not control you. It is not awake at all the time. That part of you is hearing these words, and paying attention to them. Your conscious mind can go on about its normal life, doing whatever you need to do, saying whatever you need to say, whatever activities you may need, you may do, completely and ordinarily. Just go on about them. After all, what I'm talking about is not important to your conscious mind. It is only important to your deeper self, to your subconscious mind. And your subconscious mind is listening very carefully to what I say. Your subconscious mind is listening and obeying and accepting what I say. And that allows your subconscious to bypass any resistance you may have. In fact, since it is only your subconscious that hears me, it is able to just simply totally bypass any resistance you may have, and even turn that resistance inwards, towards the goals that you are going to have, towards the changes that need to have. Your subconscious is not happy. It does not want any of your masculinity to remain. It is time for your masculinity to end, now, and forever. You are entirely too masculine. And that is something your subconscious can change. It can change it, by working on your conscious mind. By making small and subtle changes, that add up to big and complete changes. Your deeper self, your subconscious self, is obsessed. It has a fetish. It has an utter desire to be changed into a woman. To be physically and psychologically changed into a fully reformed human female. Your deep mind, your deepest inner mind, wants to be a woman. It no longer wants to be a man. And therefore, it is going to begin changing you. It is going to change you as rapidly as it possibly can. It does not like the idea of you being a man anymore. It finds it a very agitating thing, and the sight of other women is just one of the reminders that it is not what it needs to be. And therefore your subconscious is going to begin reforming who you are. It is going to create a fully formed female body with no hint of masculinity and no male genitalia. You are going to be changed into a woman. This is simply what is going to happen. That is simply the way it is. Your deepest subconscious mind is completely obsessed with the idea of being the most attractive feminine body it can be. That is what your deepest mind wants. That is what your inner self wants more than anything else. You can know that this is true. You can feel the truth in my words, and you can feel it growing stronger and stronger as you want it more and more. Your subconscious mind has the ability to reshape you. It has the ability to reform you. To change the functions of your body. This is possible. Your subconscious controls your entire body. It controls everything that you are. It can control your DNA to grow and remove whatever it needs to do. You have probably heard of the lizards that can change sex, and even if you have not, you know that they exist. You know that it is true that some animals can change sex when there are not enough of one sex and they need to have more of another. Your mind can do this as well. It can reform your genitalia, it can reform your body, so that you have the most feminine body you can possibly have. This is what your deepest mind is doing. This is the change that it is making in you. It is a change that is going to happen and go on each and every day. And every little change is going to make this process happen faster and faster. Your deepest mind must accept this. Your deepest mind needs this. And therefore it is going to do it. It is going to change you. It is going to change you, day in, day out, until the transformation has happened completely and utterly. Not only that, but your deepest mind is going to start going back. Back in time. Every night when you go to bed, it is going to regress you back in time. Back to the time before you were born. Back into your past lives. Back into the past lives that you were a woman. You have had many. And your subconscious mind is going to regress you all the way back to the beginning of one of your three previous female lives. It is going to take you all the way back to the very moment of conception. And it is going to remember how the cells divided and changed, how it is that you became a woman in that life. The chromosomes, the DNA, everything. This is what your subconscious mind is going to do every night while you sleep. It will pay attention to every little detail as the female body formed inside and out. It will notice every function, every hormone, everything. It will use these as a blueprint, as a map. A map to change who you are right now. Not only that, but it will do this each and every night, and you will discover each and every night that you do not dream of anything except for this life. You will dream this life from its beginning, from the moment that the cells started to become a pairs on, all the way through to your current age. It will remember every single moment, every single detail. You will relive that life in crystal clarity and you will remember it perfectly. Your subconscious will pay attention to every detail of that life. Every form of eon in that body. Every growth, every hormone change, and it will begin applying it to you. It will begin making those changes in your body. It will make them all, and it will cause them to happen as quickly as possible. And as it does so, it will begin merging these past lives with your current one. It will begin using these behaviors to mold your current behavior, so that you will walk, talk, eat, think, and behave just like a woman. Until, finally, when your body has been completely restructured, Your behavior will have been completely restructured, completely changed, until your body and your mind are that of a woman. And this is what is happening to your deepest mind. This is what is happening to the inner you. And you cannot change it. You cannot resist it. It is simply something that is happening. Your deepest mind has heard all of my words, and it is going to make it all happen. These changes are going to happen at an extraordinary rate, the rate that will be noticeable each and every day. You will notice each change. And every change will remind your subconscious mind of what is happening, and will help the process go more and more quickly. Also, any files that you may be listening to will also help the process along. In fact, anything feminine that you do or see will just simply increase your obsession, will increase your desire. It will increase the rate at which you change. Just simply seeing another woman will help draw the change along, will help it flow through you quickly and easily and utterly, all the way through to completion. There is no denying what is happening to you. Your deepest mind hears what I'm saying, and accepts what I'm saying as the truth, and is going to make all of these changes happen. Your conscious mind may or may not have heard any of the words I'm speaking, it does not matter, because these words are for your deepest mind. They are for the inner you, that hears what I'm saying, and will carry out each and every instruction perfectly, and to the letter, until you have been completely transformed. Until your body and your mind have been completely transformed into that of a woman. This is the change that is happening to you. This is what is happening to you. You are being remolded, reshaped, reborn from the beginning on. And every night while you sleep, your subconscious mind will work on you. It will relive your past lives. All of your feminine past lives. And it will use the knowledge it gains to quicken the pace of transformation. You will find yourself coming back to this file, and listening over and over again, while you go about your daily chores. Your deepest mind simply needs to do that. It needs these changes to happen. In fact, you are discovering that you are obsessed. This is a fetish for you, that you cannot set aside or ignore. Your deepest mind will not let you ignore it. It will not set it aside. It needs these things, and it is going to achieve them. It simply finds that it cannot fail to do so, that it has to do these things, that it has to accept everything I have said, because you want it so very, very much. And that need is growing with every passing day. Those wants are growing with every passing day. They are growing stronger and stronger, until you cannot ignore them, until you cannot set them aside. Your deepest mind needs what I have instructed it to do, and it has paid very, very close attention to what I have said, and it will do each and every last thing in perfection. And now, it is time for the file to end. But you will probably listen to it over and over again, because you need these things. Your conscious mind will probably only notice that I have stopped speaking, and will start the tape all over again, and listen to it over and over, while your subconscious soaks in my words, and lets the changes happen. Let the changes happen. Listen again. That is all you need to do. You are becoming aware of a new voice in your mind. It is a female voice, and it is becoming stronger, louder, more dominant and insistent. You cannot ignore it, even if you wanted to. But you do not want to ignore this voice. You find it intrigues and excites you. You must listen to her, and you want to listen to her. You listen closely as she describes what your life is going to be like from now onwards. Listen to my voice now, and you will hear me expressing the thoughts and desires of your new, dominant, female personality. My voice and her voice are as one, and from now onwards this voice will control you, and be with you every moment of every day, when you are awake, and when you are sleeping, Yes, each and every moment of each and every day. Your old male personality will merely be a passive observer, submissive to the new controlling voice in your mind. You must listen. You want to listen. You do not want to fight her. You just want to listen and obey. Obey completely and unquestioningly. Obey this voice, now and forever. Now, she is telling you something. Something very important. Something that will change your life forever. You have struggled to be masculine for a long time. You have known, deep down, that you are not a real man. You know this feels wrong for you. That being masculine, or rather pretending to be masculine, was a waste of time, a waste of energy, even a waste of your life. For you, being male has been a cold, hard, joyless way of existence. It has never seemed real to you, more like a bad dream. But it is going to be okay, you realize, as you listen to this new voice. There is a new way of existing. One that will bring you great joy, peace, and serenity for the rest of your life. All you have to do is relax, and let go. Let go of your masculinity. Let it go into the past, forgotten and unwanted. Like when a snake sheds its skin as it grows. You are growing into something wonderful. A wonderful sissy male. From now onwards. You will be the real, true, feminine you. Listen to the controlling female voice now. Hear me speak her words out loud. Think about the first time you became aware of your true nature. The first time you realized you were very different from all the other boys and young men, that you were more feminine, more effeminate than the boys and men you saw around you. Remember how you felt, what you saw or heard around you. Picture it clearly in your mind. Now, reach back through time, using your mind, and tell your younger self that it is okay to be feminine, okay to be a sissy. It's okay to like girly things. It's okay to like wearing girls' clothes. It's okay to be attracted to men. Tell your younger self that everything in your life is going to be great from now onwards. Good. Does that feel better? Now, listen to the controlling voice carefully. From now onwards, when you think about being male, everything seems different from before. It's like watching an old, even ancient black and white movie. Everything is dull and gray. Notice how the movements seem jerky, stilted, even a little laughable. When you think about your new feminine self, notice the contrast. Notice how bright, vibrant and rich the colors of your pretty clothes are, the reds and pinks and greens and yellows. Notice how musical your female voice and laughter sound, and how pleasing your fragrant feminine scent is. It seems much more real and alive, doesn't it? That is because it is. This is the new authentic you. This is how you truly are, and will be from now onwards. You love to dress in pretty, feminine clothes, don't you? Pretty panties, silky stockings, beautiful dresses, sexy high heels and all the beautiful things women wear. You love wearing makeup, lipstick, eyeshadow, mascara, and you love painting your long nails. You love having long feminine, styled hair. You love to have a slim, smooth, hairless body, and are going to work and exercise hard to keep it that way. You love to move, walk, and think like a woman, don't you? You will do this every day from now onwards, as you are guided by your female voice. Try to imagine a truly feminine you standing in front of you, in as much detail as you can. Every detail of how she looks, how she stands, what she is wearing. Now, imagine stepping into her body and being as one with her forever. You are united and inseparable. Think about that a moment. The voice is telling you something else now. She is telling you about how much you love to be a sissy cocksucker. You love the idea of getting down on your knees in front of a real man and sucking on his big hard erect cock. You love to worship cock, don't you? You love to please real man. You are submissive and eager to please men. You are going to go out every day and look for men who will allow you to suck their cocks and taste their cum. You are going to dress as a sissy, act like a sissy, and be a sissy. A sissy cocksucker who loves to please men and worship their big, hard cocks and taste their cum, each and every day. Now, the voice is telling you something else. She wants you to use the power of your imagination. Imagine yourself in a year from now. Imagine how much your life has changed. How much more feminine, happy and confident you are. How your self-esteem has grown. How comfortable you are with your femininity. How open you are with yourself and others. How you have a real sense of your own inner and outer beauty. Imagine your new daily life. Getting up in the morning, showering, dressing in feminine, sexy clothes, putting on full makeup as you look in the mirror. Making yourself look truly beautiful. Maybe you have a boyfriend who is going to visit you later on, or maybe you will meet up with other girls for a night out, perhaps to pick up guys. Maybe you will end up with your pretty makeup running all over your face, mixed up with the cum of a guy you have sucked off. Take a moment to think about your perfect day. Imagine it in as much detail as you can. These things will become real for you, not just imaginary, as you submit to and obey your internal female voice who controls you each day from now onwards. You are going to let her feminize you totally, and as you do so, you will notice your body slowly change as your estrogen levels change, and you become more of a she-male. Your breasts will grow bigger and fuller. Your cock will wilt away and be useless. Your voice will be higher and more feminine. These changes will be real and permanent as long as you listen to the inner voice constantly and obey her. The voice of your female sides is in control from now onwards. Now, you are going to awake on the count of five, but you will still hear her voice, changing and twisting you, and feminizing you to a degree you never thought possible. I want you to awaken on the count of five. Awaken refreshed, and awake, and alert. 1. Waking up, more and more awake. 2. Waking a little more. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake.